And this is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado Representative Ken Buck says he won't support the debt ceiling compromise being negotiated by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden. The Republican has never voted to raise the debt ceiling. He says people in his district are concerned about increasing the national debt.
Inside the Beltway doesn't get it. You can't keep going with this debt. People out there get it. Republicans, Democrats, they get it.
Republican Lauren Boebert also says she won't vote for the bill. Meanwhile, Congressman Doug Lamborn's office says he's still deliberating. The chamber is set to vote on the measure tonight. The state of Colorado is paying $32,000 a day to keep an air tanker on hand throughout the summer to battle potential wildfires. Rocco Snart with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control says the plane can carry up to 3,000 gallons of retardant or water at a time.
They're super useful for us to work on some initial attack and try to stop, you know, fires and keep them smaller so we can get ground resources in there and put the fires out.
Snart says Colorado is set to have a relatively average fire season. The tanker is housed at the Colorado Springs Air Tanker Base. Cities around the state are getting grants to hire lifeguards this summer. Places like Aurora, Fort Collins, and others are part of Colorado's Pools Initiative. Cities say they have filled lifeguard gaps with lower certification costs due to the grants and by increasing pay locally. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org.